This episode is brought to you by Hostpapa. Hostpapa's powerful web hosting solution and cloud-based productivity tools are perfect for small business owners, digital entrepreneurs, and freelancers. Go to hostpapa.com/GFQ today and use our exclusive promo code GFQ to save 15% off their most popular shared web hosting packages. That's hostpapa.com/GFQ. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian, and I am broadcasting live on location today from parts unknown. No, I'm in Jamaica. I'm on vacation right now, and I should not be doing a show. But since so much has happened in pro wrestling, I thought, might as well do something amazing. We have Suncast producing the show. John is our producer. He's in, this is crazy, actually, if you think about it. I'm in Montego Bay at Sandals. John is in Michigan. Intern Deacon is at the studio in New York. And Treehouse Vince is here with me. We've been hot tubbing, actually. We got a nice little tub behind me, if you guys could see it. And we were in the nude in the tub before. It was wonderful. It was very romantic. Candlelights, muscle mags. It was beautiful. So, guys, I wanted to do a quick and easy Matt Men today because so much has happened over the last couple days, and more breaking news is happening. Meltzer put out the this week's Wrestling Observer newsletter, and a lot of information has come out of it. We're finding more about Roman Reigns' suspension and what it was and everything. But I want to start off with the draft. Now, I only saw bits and pieces of it because I'm away, and from what I saw, it seems like it's very one-sided. This draft is all for Raw, and SmackDown is still being treated as a secondary television show. I don't know how that's going to play out in the long run. Now, SmackDown did do a 3.14, beating Raw in the ratings for the first time since 2003. If you guys remember 2003, those were the glory years, right? That was the SmackDown 6 with Eddie and Kurt and Benoit and all those guys. So it beat it, obviously, because it was a special edition. It was the first time we went live on USA. It was the draft, so everybody wants to see what was happening. But it is interesting how this is going to play out. Now, I don't have the list in front of me, but I do know some of the key players that are drafted over, which we'll talk about in a couple minutes. But before we do that, I want to thank our sponsor. We have a new sponsor to the show, and that's Hostpapa. Hostpapa is a powerful web hosting solution and cloud-based productivity tool and is perfect for small business owners, digital entrepreneurs, and freelancing. If you go to hostpapa.com/GFQ and use our exclusive promo code GFQ at checkout, you get 15% off their hosting, which is phenomenal. It's a great deal. It's a complete turnkey solution and makes it super easy for any small business owner, digital entrepreneur, freelancer to get a website up and running literally in less than an hour, which is unbelievable. If go to hostpapa.com/GFQ, get 15% off your hosting package. I want to thank Hostpapa for supporting the show. So let's now talk about this draft. And I want the chat room to participate in this. I know a lot of people are in there right now watching this. I'm curious as to what everybody is thinking. If you guys were happy with the selection of the draft, if you guys thought it was one-sided, like we said, we have Cena on SmackDown, and Cena's not going to be doing a lot of those house shows, so I have no idea how they're going to sell house show tickets. We have AJ Styles on that side. They've split up the Bullet Club or the club. Raw is getting Finn Balor, so now you have the reunion of the original Bullet Club with Gallows, Anderson, and Finn Balor, which we had been expecting for months. AJ's out of that mix. I don't know how they're going to do that. We're not going to see an AJ and Finn Balor feud. It's very confusing right now. And these writers on both sides have a real uphill battle. It's fascinating that the way that they've selected. Now, Cesaro seemed to be really pissed off being drafted in the sixth round. And I think it was like the 17th pick, which is ridiculous if you think about it. He did, a semi-shoot on that post-show. We got no Bayley. the NXT call-ups were it's a worked draft. It's not a legitimate draft. So obviously, when you're drafting from NXT and you're not picking Nakamura, Samoa Joe, Finn Balor, Bayley, and let's say Austin Aries and Bobby Roode, you can't look at it and say, "Wow, you know, that kind of sucked." It's a work. So Cesaro's thing, I'm not too sure. It seems like he was genuinely pissed off about how this thing went on, and I kind of liked it. I kind of liked that he wanted to be on SmackDown. You know, they play that part because SmackDown's going to be for wrestling, and Raw's more of the TV show. So they're kind of going back to that old way that they did it about 13 years ago, which is crazy to think about. The other story coming out outside of the draft is that Paul Heyman has not re-signed. His contract is he's let it expire. He has not re-signed with the company. Now, that has nothing to do with the Brock Lesnar situation, obviously. And it's more of a contractual problem, which I think they're going to eventually figure out and they're going to fix. But that's also a major problem. We're finding out that Roman Reigns got popped for Adderall. And he was using it, obviously, recreationally. He wasn't using it as a prescription. And now it kind of makes sense, right? Why you had multiple suspensions. You had Adam Rose getting suspended, obviously, for the Adderall, even though he had a prescription, which it says something, right? There's a reason why he was suspended for that medication. It's a major problem, apparently, in the locker room. They're using it recreationally, obviously. And even though it's prescribed to some people, they're still using it on a recreational level. And that's a major problem that they have on their hands. Then we had all the backstage turmoil as far as Sin Cara got into a fight with one of the Vault villains, which is hysterical. And apparently the fight was extremely one-sided in the favor of Sin Cara. I mean, if you think about that. So it's been a crazy, crazy situation right now. So I'm going to ask the chat room this. If you're listening to this live, obviously participate in the chat. If you're listening to the podcast, obviously you're not going to be able to participate. But I'm curious to know what draft picks people really liked. What were the picks that you really enjoyed? Was there a surprise pick? I mean, I think we all knew that Balor was coming up any day. I guess this means that we're going to see Balor on Raw Monday. All right. So this is his debut next week, I'm guessing. So in the chat, we have, they seem to be designing SmackDown roster to be the underdog to fit Daniel Bryan and Shane, which, yeah, that makes kind of sense. But so how are you turning a brand, a babyface and a heel? It seems like that's kind of what they were pushing there. You know, you have the way that they're kind of setting it up is that Raw is the heel brand and they're like the big goons and SmackDown is the babyface brand. I don't know. A couple of people also were not in the draft, which was fascinating. I'm actually disappointed. I thought they should have allowed NXT to draft people. You know, NXT should have been involved in the draft where they got maybe two draft picks. And you could have seen a guy like Tyler Breeze probably go back to NXT to kind of fix up that roster since it's going to be lighter. That was a little bit of a surprise. Mick Foley came back, obviously, on Raw, which it was great to see him. He looks phenomenal. He looks great. And Daniel Bryan, they announced, was the GM of SmackDown. Alexa Bliss was a legit surprise, says Shin. And I'm super happy American Alpha got to go to SmackDown. You know what's crazy? Did you guys hear the report that they were considering breaking up American Alpha right before the draft? They weren't going to draft them as a tag team, which would have been suicide for both their careers. I couldn't believe that they were considering drafting, splitting that tag team because there's so much potential with that group. Now, the other question is, they have not addressed anything with the titles at all. Nothing. So Raw has no champion right now, which that might change after Sunday, right? Seth Rollins might win the title back, or Roman Reigns might win the title back. But there's only, they have not addressed anything with the title, which we'll see what happens. Then what do you do with the tag teams? So if you have all these tag teams on SmackDown fighting, for what point, if they're not going to be competing for the tag title? They're just fighting for the hell of it. And then we have the women's division that they cut in half. It was already a weak division. Now they've cut the whole thing in half. So I really, you know what I'm hoping? They make an exception saying secondary titles could be interpromotional. So the main title picture will stay, you know, you'll have two titles. Actually, the reality is they should have all the titles. If you're the champion, you're a fighting champion, you go on all the rosters. That's how they should have done it. But I don't see them doing that. I think they're going to split the titles and they're going to give two titles on each one. So the IC title is on SmackDown, the US title is on Raw, the tag title is on Raw. That's the only thing I'm concerned with. How do you do the tag division? Do you think if on Sunday we have a dirty finish, Stephanie will get Vince out there and have him create another title? You know, I don't think they're gonna hand a title again like they did in 2002. They are most likely going to create some sort of tournament on the brand, in the brand that doesn't have a title. So I don't think Dean is going to keep the title. I think he's going to drop it to Seth Rollins, and the title fight will be Rollins and Roman Reigns. Then there'll be a tournament for SmackDown to crown the new, you know, SmackDown World Heavyweight Champion, whatever they're going to call it. That's how I see them doing it. And in that tournament, you'll have all these guys. Like, you'll have everybody involved, and it'll be a great tournament. It'll be the wrestlers' tournament. And maybe Dean Ambrose will win it back. Maybe John Cena will win it back. I don't think John Cena is going to have that title, actually, because he's not doing any house shows. He's doing a very limited schedule on house shows. Make it like the territory, says Adam. Have a champion go across each brand, including NXT. I think that's great. Tag belts could be used to allow feuds between brands. Yes, that is absolutely right, Treehouse Fins. That would be the best way to do it. I thought they were going to do a double pin on Raw and split the... You know, they did that double pin, right? I thought that's what they were going at. I don't think NXT should be involved. I think NXT should be really separate, but I think they should have been involved in the draft. This is delicious, actually. This is Jamaican rum coffee. I hear my wife actually screaming over by the palm tree. I don't think they thought this through. You know what it is, Green? When we look at this and what happened, right? Everything flipped outside of Mania. Like, if you really look at how things were set up, none of this was set up to be the way that it was. Well, I sound relaxed because I don't want to scream. It's 9 in the morning here. And I'm outside. And people are walking by looking at me thinking I'm a lunatic talking to nobody. No, she's on the phone. She's on FaceTime. So I don't, you know, you look at the title picture, you look at how everything was set up. You know, the rumors were that Balor was going to come up after NXT, after WrestleMania, and they kind of hinted at that. They tried to split up the Bullet Club, and then they went back on that. You know, like three times. I don't think AJ Styles was supposed to have this much of a push, and now he does. Everything changed for this company in a matter of 2 months. You know, this going live thing, I always think that was part of the picture, but I don't think they had the idea of splitting the brands like this. I think this is very last minute. I think this is still all over the place. Decision making is all over the place. There's 50 people, you know, pitching different ideas. Brian Alvarez claimed that they changed their minds and there may be only one title now, which if you have a fighting champion, that is great because now you're still going to see those feuds with those main guys. You know, the thing is, yeah, Brian reported on Wrestling Observer Live yesterday. Dave Meltzer's also doing all these reports, but you know, people are now saying,
"You want to say hi?"
We're live.
Hello. I'm gonna go snorkeling.
You're going snorkeling? Wonderful. Jessica's going snorkeling while I'm doing a podcast here. You see how much I commit to you guys? I'm on vacation. I'm talking wrestling, and I have yet to watch wrestling. I've just been watching clips. When Brian Alvarez reports that they change their minds, or Dave Meltzer reports it, they're reporting the information that they get at that moment, and this stuff is all up in the air. It really is all up in the air. They are changing their minds literally every single day. There's a new direction and a new pitch to an idea. Things are changing. This is a very different company from, you know, you book 6 months of feuds, you have an idea where you're going, and then you book again for 6 months. It's not happening like that. It's very responsive to ratings. It's very responsive to what USA wants. You know, the only reason why they're doing a live SmackDown is because USA thought the ratings were pathetic, which it was. But the Raw ratings are also pathetic. And they added a third hour because USA requested a third hour. So there is a problem. And that problem is Ho Ho Loon. He's the worst. I hate him. I just want to mention that again. So if they do have one champion, is this guy's going to do what? Raw and SmackDown house shows? How are they going to do that? You know, the whole point is, you know, maybe to have a less lighter schedule for these guys. The reports are coming in that they're working Seth Rollins really hard after his surgery. Like, he's doing, I think that first couple, he did like 16 shows in like the first like 2 weeks. Like, he's working like every day. So can you imagine if you're the champion, you have to do all these house shows? You're doing double shows because you're in a feud on, not only on your TV, but you're also on a feud on SmackDown. And if you are feuding on SmackDown, does a SmackDown number one contender come to Raw and feud with you? Like, it's so convoluted. So convoluted. So the other story is that... Goodbye, Jess. I'll see you. Did you bring your phone or no? Okay.
On the boat?
Yeah. Okay. No, that's
but
fine.
Oh,
nice.
Waterproof camera.
Cool.
I'll go take pictures of my vacation.
Yeah, take pictures of your vacation. This is mine.
I'll let you know
what I did.
Yeah.
So the other part is they announced that a cruiserweight division is coming to Raw. By the way, I just wanted to say this. We had reported this, I want to say like 6-7 months ago, that a cruiserweight division was coming, and people thought I was nuts. And people were saying, well, how could they do a cruiserweight division considering most of the guys are cruiserweights now? You know, like Finn Balor's a cruiserweight. Dean Ambrose would be, well, how much is Dean? 205? I mean, technically, the cruiserweight division was what, 220? So now they've dropped it to what, 205? 205 is the cutoff for the cruisers. But you're going to have a cruiserweight division on Raw. It is really becoming Nitro. Which, you know, listen, if you're going to have great wrestling, you're going to have guys competing in that cruiserweight division that are only going to compete with each other, I think that's great. The second you take those guys out and you start having, you know, the Big Show crush them, someone like the Big Show, it's totally useless. 205 makes total sense, yeah, because it's a very different division. It's not the the old days of the cruiserweights. You know, 220 was that cutoff. 218, 220 was the cutoff for the cruiserweights back in the day. But a lot of the guys are much, much smaller. So the cruiserweight title now goes on Raw. So now you have the cruiserweight title, U.S. title, tag titles, and that's it for now. And I'm sure the world champion's going to be on there also. I don't know, guys. I'm just trying to see what happens. So Brock Lesnar got hit with a USADA violation last week. It came out that he got hit with a USADA violation, and the reports are that he tested positive for the same thing, almost very similar, same thing that John Jones got hit with. which was for it's an estrogen. Pretty much, they give it to you post cycle, post growth cycle, post steroid cycle. So it kind of keeps everything, you know, going normal. You don't have this mega drop. So he tested positive, and the crazy thing is, he tested positive on the last two tests. One being out of competition testing, which was done probably at his gym or at home, and the other one was the day of the fight. So he's done. I mean, he's getting 2-year suspension. He's going to probably give up about 65% of his purse. He is not coming back. You know what's sad? I don't think him being on it affected his fight. I think he would have still dominated that fight. I think he still would have done exactly the same. It's just it just taints his entire reputation. But look at the entire UFC at this point. Almost everybody's getting popped with these things. People are getting 2-year suspension. Chael Sonnen is suspended. John Jones, probably one of the most talented fighters in that company's history, is gone. It's absolutely terrible. You cannot, when you have USADA testing, Chad Mendes just got 2 years too. Yes, Chad Mendes. And these are great fighters. The problem is, listen, I get USADA. They're doing Olympic level testing. You can cheat it, by the way. A lot of these guys are able to cheat it. They're doing short acting testosterone. They're doing long acting testosterone. They time it where, you know, they could take it at 11 o'clock at night, and by the time they come at 6 a.m. to test, it's out of their system. They don't see it. There are ways to cheat this. But it's a matter of time till you get caught. Listen, medical reasons work fine, but you still throw a no contest. If it's a medical reason why you're on the medication, which is perfectly, I'm sure Brock Lesnar and all these guys are going to come up with a medical reason. You still got to give up your purse. You still don't have a win on your record. I mean, you look at Brock Lesnar, more than a guy like Mendes, right? Or John Jones. You look at a guy like them, and you say, wow, okay, they're fighters. They're fighting. And then you look at Brock, and Brock is ridiculous. Brock looks insanely big. Your automatic reaction is, this guy's on the gimmicks. Automatically. And then he dominates, and, you know, he's looking great. He's ripped, 265. The guy is in the best shape of his life, practically. And he gets hit with this. It does put a damper on his reputation. He's never fighting in the UFC again. I mean, that's out of the picture. And he almost cost his WrestleMania match. He's not going to be able to negotiate with the WWE. He doesn't have that leverage anymore since this happened. I don't know what's going to happen now. I mean, he's still a tremendous draw for WWE. So that's not – he's not getting suspended by the WWE. That's not going to happen. New York is not going to give him a medical suspension, because the way that New York works with the State Athletic Commission, it's the promoter that has to get the license and not the individual fighter for pro wrestling. So if Brock was in another state, he probably couldn't fight. And that's going to be actually, there's like, what, 15 states that follow Nevada that do licensed pro wrestling, right? So if he is suspended in Nevada under a violation, a wellness violation, USADA violation, he has to adhere to those in those states that will do individual licensing. So he probably cannot wrestle in certain states. And I don't think WrestleMania is affected by it. SummerSlam obviously is not affected by it either. It's crazy. I mean, you look at he lost out on a lot. On more than probably most people think. Guys, if you have any questions, also throw it in the chat room. We're going to hang out for another, I don't know, 10 minutes. And I'm going to go and grease up and tan like it's 1987. I'm working for Crockett. They may give him 30 days, but it won't affect any matches. I don't think they're going to suspend Brock Lesnar because think about it. He's been out of competition in WWE. He's employed, but he wasn't actually working for them at the moment. So they're not going to suspend him. And I don't think they test for that. That's also the other thing. We don't know, like the wellness test, like I don't think they're testing. I don't know if they're looking for estrogen. Like an estrogen block, whatever it was. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I don't think they're looking for that. Oh, they do look for it. I don't know. Was it given by his doctor? That's the other thing. We have to also remember a lot of the stuff that the WWE suspends on or doesn't suspend on is a prescription. You know, he most likely had a prescription for this. It's not a drug readily available. He probably did it through his doctors. They're not going to suspend if you have a prescription for this. You look at that roster, there's no way that roster's clean, in my opinion. I'm sure there are plenty of guys that are clean, but you look at other people on that roster and you say, this is impossible. And most likely it is. They're just not popping illegally. That's what it really comes down to. If Brock gets to keep his UFC pay-per-view percent, then he'll be more than fine. Listen, he's going to be more than fine money-wise. I think the estimate was that he made $7 million. So even if he gives up 60% of his purse, you know, he still made a couple million. Plus he had, the pay-per-view percent. I think all in all, I think it was like estimated at like $3 million, $7 million. WWE tests are designed to prevent early deaths, not performance, says MG Geek. WWE tests us to cover their butts. I got this HD from my doctor. It's cool, bro. Yeah, pretty much. That's how it works. It's all synthol. Yeah. They're just injecting it right into their arm. That's how it works. It's a funny, but listen, their wellness thing. They've been doing this wellness test for years, and they only suspend when there's a major problem, when there's a locker room issue. You know, all these guys are getting hit with Adderall now. It speaks volumes as to what's happening in the locker room, and they're probably aware that there's an issue, and they're giving stuff to each other. You know what? I think Adam Rose got suspended because he gave Adderall to someone else. That's why he got suspended. That's why all of this happened. He had a prescription, and they were all taking it, and they probably found out, and they got upset. And now their world heavyweight champion at the time got hit, too, with the same exact thing. That's a problem. Before I go, I'm going to rebook the invasion angle, as Treehouse Vince has requested. I don't know. I'm curious to see what happens on Sunday. This is going to play out. A lot of this is going to play out. We're going to get a lot of answers on Sunday. But think about how much wrestling we have next week. Sunday, there's a pay-per-view. Live show. 3 hours. Monday, there's a 3-hour Raw. Tuesday, there's a 2-hour SmackDown. We have 8 hours. 8 hours. And it's not including pre-shows and post-shows. 8 hours back-to-back live. Oh, Nikki just got cleared also, so that's good. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. It is very hot, and I'm going to go and lay by the pool or by the beach. Here, I'll show you. Before I leave, I'll show you what it looks like. So I'm going to go right out there. All right, guys, that's it for this week. We'll see you all next week. I think next week we'll do like a double bonus show, actually. We'll do something twice next week when I get back. So maybe we'll do something on Tuesday, pre-SmackDown, and then we'll do the regular Mat Men. All right, guys. See y'all later.